to Cork now, and it's been over a decade since Britain's Queen Elizabeth made a famous visit to the city's English market, bringing it to global attention. But with structural cracks in the facade on the Grand Parade side and several empty stalls, traders in the market are raising concerns. So has the market been a victim of its own success? Our reporter Sharon Lynch went to Cork City to find out.
Can I get three of the burgers and batter, please?
Of course. Anything else?
No, thank you.
A typical afternoon at the Chicken Inn, based in the heart of the English market. Owner Jack Mulcahy has been in business for over 60 years.
The business in the market has been poor all over. Because, number one, there's no parking available in town. And people can park in comfort. They can go into the car park, but it's going to cost them €3 or €3.50 an hour, where they can go into super village or supermarkets outside and they can park there well half the day for nothing.
We're standing here at your business, and I suppose across from it there is a good few businesses closed. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, unfortunately there was a man across from us there. He was in the neighbour of ours for 50 years. He died fairly suddenly, and then we have a man next to us there, and he was in the cake business. And then there's another stall down there. There's three stalls there, and that man, he's a butcher, and he went out of business. And then below that there was a sweet shop, and he's gone. The corporation are very slow in replacing people into the market.
Mary Rose Daly, who runs Coffee Central, also agrees parking is affecting the market's footfall.
I'm 23 years in this business, but my parents were here before me. Yes, there are tourists around, but I actually don't think there are as many as were the previous years. And also what would happen us here in the market is we'd be busy in the morning, and around 2:30 to 3 it kind of dies down. The city in general dies down around that time. There's no parking on Patrick Street. People aren't prepared to come into the city. And I find that change, particularly this year. You see, people used to come in before and they could park. But really, there's very little parking now when you go around the city. And from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't go on the main street. I mean, I've been speaking to people that would say, Asha, we're not going to bother coming in because of the parking. We'd get a particular spin-off from some of the cruises coming in Cove. I would generally have them notified and up on the wall, the name of the ship, the number of people, so we might get something out of them. As you can see today, they're not blocking up any aisles, and this is Friday, but the market is changing. From 30 plus butchers, we're down to 4 butchers now, and we must have a shopping aspect to it, because it'll thrive if we can have both in, if we can have people that can buy food to eat or food to take and a coffee, and people that can shop then for their dinners, as they call it, to take out. So the market is changing from that point of view.
On those busy periods when those tourists do visit the English market, Rose Daly from the chocolate shop believes more organisation is needed.
Troublesome thing is that tourists are on a different pace. I mean, we're all the same when we're travelling, and you've got locals who are just dashing in to pick something up, and you've got tourists sauntering in front of them. So it's a bit of a kind of a mismatch. It's not quite entirely a tourist place, but we're kind of coping. I mean, I suppose it's okay for a business like me. It's probably different if you're selling fish, you know.
And what could the council do in relation to improving the market to deal with tourists and local people?
Well, I suppose controlling the groups, controlling the big groups going in. I think there was a lot that was a bit better there maybe in before COVID. Now you have maybe tourists coming through and they're like kind of a little train, a little mini train going through the place every now and then. So just, I suppose, control of that sort of thing, really. I mean, it's a very old building and it's quite flimsy in places, and when the rain is very heavy, we know all about it. And I think, I mean, any old building needs maintenance, doesn't it? So, yeah.
the English Market and Cork City Council have launched a campaign to help find new traders. Lord Mayor of Cork is Councillor Kieran McCarthy. He says more investment is needed to lure those new businesses into the market.
Yeah, look, the market is on the site of something from 230 years ago. I think the main fabric that we have today is from the 1980s. So, I mean, like, that's 40 years ago. So I know we've had discussions at council level that there are sections of the roof that need to be replaced. But in one sense, like, show me a market in Europe that doesn't need that investment. But I think for me in the council chamber as a councillor and now as Lord Mayor, I am calling for just further financial investment, and I will be talking to the head of my finance committee on that we can't not but invest in it. It's in the centre of town. I'm not too sure it's been difficult to get people in. I just think that we needed to just up our campaign to attract more people in. I think I recently had a walk around through here, and the traders had concerns like, we need to fix the roof there, and look, there's a few empty stalls there, can we do anything about that? I mean, I think with any business or organisation like this, or centre like this, there's always going to be empty stalls anywhere in the world where there's going to be a turnover of people. I think like four of the stalls over in a corner of the market, at least half of them, like, people retired, people just moved on. It wasn't a case of, oh, there's problems with the market. I think it was just time for people to take time out and to retire. There's a quest on to find new traders. But what's great, I suppose, in the last 2 weeks now, you can see the to let signs up, and there's a call out in the English Market's website and their social media. They've got a really cool kind of Facebook page. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do here, but we're also very, very proud of our English Market.
And that was Councillor Kieran McCarthy ending that report by Sharon Lynch.